So this is Life Origami in the morning with Greg and Amy, and we're here talking about being present in our current relationship. And so we have, I'd like to have some different music. We got something really different for you today. See whether we should give a prize if there's anybody that can figure out who this is and where this, what the source of this is. Do you know who this is? Where this is from? There we go. So, good morning, good morning. This is In the Morning, Saturday morning with Greg and Amy. It's kind of sharing some morning thoughts with you folks. Hope you enjoy the show. Well, good morning, one and all. This is In the Morning with Greg and Amy.
It's before noon.
Yeah, so here we are. We're just hanging out. We always have these really vibrant conversations in the morning, so we thought we record this one because Amy's got an idea.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from. I wanted to talk about staying present and focused within your current relationship. Because relationships can be of all types. You know, relationships with coworkers or neighbors or people at church or parents and brothers, sisters, cousins, that kind of thing. But also, then there's your romantic relationships. And I was just thinking about how sometimes when you're in a new relationship, and right, we tend to focus on comparisons, because you're appreciating the good stuff, the new stuff, but we tend to sometimes think about the old stuff. And it's fine in the beginning when you start talking about your past and things that happened to you.
You get to know one another.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But there comes a point where you've talked about these things already and you keep regurgitating them over and over. You're living through it. And so you might find yourself not present in what you're doing in the current relationship because you're spending so much time thinking about the past and maybe the ambivalence that you were experiencing. And
so, or maybe you're just not living as much of the vibrant life now because your attention is redirected and distracted,
and you're
thinking about something from the past.
Yeah, you're missing out in so much what's happening now,
right,
by not being present what's happening now. And you're also not learning and growing. You're stagnating from behind. For instance, you know, if you're having a conversation with your mate over coffee in the morning, are you talking about, you know, your ex and how she used to wear curlers in the morning and she looked like Frankenstein, you know? I appreciate you more the better and blah, 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 because you look pretty in the morning or whatever. You look like Woody Woodpecker, but they're still making a comparison, right? And they're missing what's happening in their chair, you know, the sunshine coming in, the taste of their coffee, the fresh air coming through, the breeze coming through the window. And talking about what you might be talking about if you're not thinking about the ex. Maybe you're discussing some current event, or maybe you're discussing what the kids did last night, or what you plan to do today, or maybe you could be talking about a trip that you're planning. There's so many things, you know, to be engaged in now, because now, if you, your only point of power is now. So if you want to have that good life that you want, you have to be experiencing it now, each and every moment. And, you know, if you're constantly trying to revisit your old feelings, it's so hard to connect up with your new joy. So I was thinking... So
does that mean that there's unresolved? Is that an indication that there's something unresolved that we're clinging to from the past or unresolved from the past? Yeah,
and it's okay to talk about those things and to... But there's a point in time where you need to be present and be moving forward. You can't do it cold turkey, but, you know, at some point you need to start making the transition. And perhaps maybe talking about the ex more or less. And another thing is, if you say that you went somewhere, you did something, maybe not talking so much about what you did with that person as much as your own experience of going. Let's say, right. Oh, we went to the mountains and Rachel or Kendra or Beatrice... They said this to me. She did this and that. And, oh, this is the tree we stopped at and took pictures. And, oh, this is the canyon I went to before. And I took all these pictures with my sister-in-law. And, you know, these things. It's like, okay, well, what about us? Let's take pictures of us. Let's do this with us. Let's go to that tree instead. I like that tree better. Let's go kiss that tree and take a picture of ourselves or whatever. It's like enjoying new moments, maybe even exploring different ways of thinking. Like maybe you were a serious person way back when, and now you're more of a silly person.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, so maybe you're more of a silly person now. Maybe you are more jovial or something. So enjoy that, you know. Let your personality flow the way it is today. Experience your feelings that you have today. And I'm thinking about triggers. I mean, they're all over the place, you know, right. Especially if right. you're in the same town right. and city, or you're doing the same kind of activities, or go to the same places.
Right. And because on first blush, listening to you, it sounds like pretty normal. It sounds like pleasant memories. Some of the ones you described, going to the mountains, mm-hmm. going on a trip, whatever, that's a pleasant memory.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me wonders is, you know, what are we making memories now? Am I making memories in this moment? So for example, we're choosing to do a podcast this morning.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. we're taking up one of our precious mornings. We'd be sitting around talking anyway.
Yeah, this is what we talk about.
This is how we talk.
Yeah.
So we'd be doing this anyway. So we're just recording this and sharing this with you to see whether people find this valuable or whatever, but it's sort of how we muse each other. So we're taking up the present moment with a recounting a memory instead of making a memory.
Mm-hmm.
And
we spend less time doing that. When we first got together, we used to talk about things we experienced, things we did with right. our families and stuff. But now
we're getting it because we were getting to know one another, and we were
kind of getting it out of our system.
We're
too.
Releasing stuff, yeah. We're absolutely.
And we wanted the other person to know. It was not like we wanted to keep secrets from our past and hold it back. But you know, now it's different. Like, okay, let's say we want to go to a restaurant, and I want to go to a restaurant and try new Chinese food. Let's say. And let's say you have this favorite restaurant that you went to for every anniversary you had with your ex.
Right.
Like, oh, no, I don't want to go there, you know. Yeah. Maybe it's a nice restaurant, but just something about
that
idea.
But in that regard, if you're living in the same town, you've got a new relationship, you can change your intention by going to that restaurant.
Yeah.
And reclaiming it.
Yeah.
It to see if there's a... If we enjoy it, go to that restaurant and make a memory there, and then, in a sense, we reclaim.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's so in this, to a certain degree. So you're talking about, you know, going, you know, so the shortly after we met, I went on a weekend mountain trip with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I remember. And it was fun. Yeah. And we also, very shortly afterwards, went on our own mountain trip.
We did. We went on a place that I've been before.
Right.
But I wanted you, it's one of my favorite places, and...
Johnson Canyon.
I wanted you to see it. I wanted you to experience
I'd never
it. I wanted to experience it with you.
Right.
And see it through new eyes.
Right. And so it was a pretty busy tourist attraction. It was very busy. It was pretty interesting.
We didn't notice anybody else but us.
Yeah. We were busy. You just happened to walk around people. But the interesting thing is that, like you said, we wanted to experience it together. We experienced it together. We now have that memory. So when I think of mountains, I think of that trip. When you said mountains, my memory is that trip, not all the other times I've been on at a mountain trip with other people.
Yeah, other and we did different things. Like we took pictures. You took videos and stuff so mm-hmm. that we could look at them later and remember what the falls look like. And you may be in the middle of the winter or something, you know. We did that, and we spent so much time doing things I'd never done before, experiencing things I never experienced before, like joy. I mean, I went there experiencing drudgery before, and I had so much more time. Now that's our place. It's nobody else's place. That's our place, you know? And you took me other places, too, I've never been.
Right.
And you wanted to share that with me because it was brand new, and you wanted to... me to see it. It was one of your favorite places to go.
Yeah.
We tried new things while we were there that you probably didn't try before, and do things because we're different people, different interests, and we have a different type of relationship. So it's okay to go to those places and share something that's important to you, but also to try new things. You know, it's like, oh yeah, you used to go here all the time and that. Well, let's go somewhere together that you haven't been and I haven't been. Let's go experience a new adventure. You know, that's kind of exciting and interesting. You know, as much as sharing something before, but also trying something new. But in that regard, remember you went to Bryce Canyon?
Right.
And you were there with your motorcycle in the same spot I once stood?
Me, myself, and I, yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, we have these pictures of us in the same spot. It's almost like we were both there together. Almost, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think season one of Life Origami, and season one is about decision making and you know, somewhat productivity, but decision making. So if we bring this around in terms of what we're doing with relationships, in terms of being present in our current relationship, and all the things that you just shared are very normal, I think, natural occurrences to remember things, but it's not, when I'm doing that, I'm not in the present moment. So I think that, you know, what maybe one of the things we could talk about is that it has to be an intention. Because what is behind it, making a decision? Behind a decision is an intention for change, I believe. An intention for something new. An intention for a desire.
Yeah, it's so, all about wanting to experience more of something.
Or less of something.
Or less of something.
Right.
And the only way to do that is to get into action and set your intention.
So then we talk. So talking about relationships, being present in a current relationship, that's about making a decision. So there has to be a decision around that. I have to have an intention that I want to be present with you now. Which means that I'll have to make choices that when memories or triggers or reminders of things that come up that bring forward memories of the past.
I think that's why I
can choose.
I talk about having sacred time, us time.
Right.
that is a time where we sit at the table, perhaps with our presence candle on, which means, you know, no cell phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, no really talking about business, work, exes, whatever.
Yeah.
Staying present. Our morning coffee is important to us. We don't start talking about, you know, the calls you're making for the day. And we do talk philosophical, but that's just us. It's not really a business thing. It's just what we do.
Right.
And we like to share it.
Right.
Sometimes.
Excuse me. Yeah. What Amy's talking about, just to clarify, is we have something we call sacred time, where sometimes we light a presence candle, not always, but we consider like this morning coffee time is sacred time.
Yeah.
So notifications are off as much as possible, we're just sitting with the coffee, being present with one another, and having a free-flowing conversation. Sometimes we'll light a candle. I would call a presence candle. That when that candle's lit, the lit candle, the candle burning, is a reminder, a visual reminder, and a metaphor, a reminder to be present.
We use that candle for various things, but it's mostly when we need the other person to be present with us. Like, let's say we're upset or sad.
That's another time.
Or
yeah.
If we're angry or whatever it is, and we need that other person to be present with us, body and mind. whether you're discussing or just being together, you need that person at that time. So let's say you're coaching or something in the office, and I get a phone call, and I don't know, my uncle dies or something,
right,
or whatever. Something happens, and you're upset, but that person is busy. So what I'll do is I'll light the presence candle, go in the office, put it on your desk,
right,
and then you know that when you're done the call, that I need you to be with me.
Correct, and plus I can hold. Seeing that there's I can hold a presence with you. I can be mindful of you, even though I might be talking to somebody else or being with somebody else. I can still look at the candle and be present, send you energy or whatever. it's something that, I don't know how that come about. That was your idea, wasn't it?
Oh, well, one day, I was kind of having an angry episode, and I went out the door while you were coaching for a walk,
right.
And I decided I needed to get out of the house just to breathe some fresh air, but you were worried. I just disappeared, and you didn't know where I was. You didn't know if I was okay or not. So
right.
We came up with the idea that if I'm not doing so well, and I need to get out for a break, that I would light a presence candle to let you know that I'm going for a walk, but I'm going to be okay, everything's
right.
Fine, I'll just come back. So yeah. You're not worrying about me.
That's right.
That's when we first came up with it. And then later on, it evolved into a presence candle where we need the other person present. Now, every time I go out, if I'm experiencing something, I'll put the presence candle on, but I might even put a little note right next to it to let you know what's going on. And I rarely just leave now without, you know, when you're coaching or something, I'll let you
yeah.
know I'm going, or, you know, I'll maybe leave you a little note, I'm upset, just fresh air, I'll be back in 15 minutes, you know.
Now, it's important to note that this isn't a control tool.
No.
This is a communication tool.
Yeah.
You know, when that occurred, we were just very, very early in our relationship. Were we married yet?
Nope.
We weren't married yet when that occurred. So because here's the thing is so triggered because you got triggered. Truth is, you got triggered.
Yeah, something about a door being closed. You closed the door to the office so you wouldn't hear the jingling from the bell on the front door or something in the kitchen.
Well, you know,
and you closed the door, and it triggered a memory of how I used to get shut out from one of my ex-husbands.
Right.
And they didn't want me hearing about when they talked on the phone. So I felt like I didn't know you well enough to know what your personality was.
Right. So it was disturbing. It was really disturbing to you.
You know, well, whatever, you know, I'm just taking a walk, I'm going to have a little fresh air, clear my head, and so I left, and I was, you know, I didn't want to come back right away, I was reliving something.
Emotional charge, yeah.
So I decided to just go sit down on the grass and rip leaves.
Now, here's the interesting thing, it, what the trigger is doesn't matter, because we get triggered.
Yeah.
Throughout our lives, throughout the day, we can get triggered any number of things that trigger a memory, that create an emotional charge, that make us sad, that make us happy, because there's positive triggers too.
Oh yeah.
So,
trying to spend less time in the past, more learning now, and enjoying today, but trying, maybe I'm creating sacred time where you say, okay, I'm in, you know, set an intention that there'll be sacred times during the day where you are present. And, you know, if your sacred time increases, that's good. And you know, not even when you're just in with that other person, there's sacred time when you're alone too.
Right.
You know, being able to enjoy doing something now and not revisiting how you felt before.
Yeah.
When you were alone.
Well, that's right, and I think that, again, I want to reiterate, this isn't a control tool, it's a communication tool, and our life is probably slightly different from most people that could be listening to this podcast, but hopefully not too much. We're both, I'm self-employed, and we're both self-employed, and so we have very flexible schedules. We live together, we work together, we spend our time together.
We're rarely apart.
And so, but that's the way we want it. We've lived solitary lives ourselves for years, and we want to be together. We got married.
Very quickly. We are so much alike, it's just incredible, and it was a no-brainer. And even to every day, it's a no-brainer. I just don't feel like being apart from you for any little thing, because we're so much alike. I mean,
and it's so the experience is so rich in terms of the rich conversation. And
it's things I've never experienced in my life before.
Right. So why wouldn't you want more of that? So just to reiterate, so again, you know, there are lots of different communication tools. So the other thing that the sacred, what's that?
Our journal.
Yes, our journal. But it's a way to be present. Writing the presence candle is a reminder that to be present, and that we're also inviting the presence, the universe, also to be with us.
And we have another tool that we use to stay present. It's usually first thing in the morning, maybe throughout the day too, but before bed, is we joint journal. We have a journal, and it's kind of like a gratitude journal, and each day we both write in it, maybe throughout the day, and then one person writes something and the other one responds, but we're talking about gratitude, things like that we're happy for with one another, but other things in our lives too, like what we're enjoying. We write out
some of it is memory, some of it is observations of the difference, sometimes the difference between
how
we feel now, and what a stark contrast it is to how we used to be in relationships. And sometimes it can be memories or like a logbook of significant things or happy things that happened through the day.
Yeah, but it's more focused on the present and joy about the present. You know, like you might say, in the past, you know, I felt bad when I would sit and color on a mandalas?
Mandalas.
And today I can just take time off and do it, and I really appreciate that time, and it's just, it feels so good to relax. So that might be the kind of thing that you right. might write, and then I'll respond to it, and I'll, you know, talk about.
And this is a paper-based,
yeah.
a pen and paper-based journal, and, you know, the subjects can vary widely, and if we're on a trip, it'll reflect some of the activities
yeah.
when we're on a trip.
Yeah, because we want to be able to look at these journals and say, oh, right, that's when we went to Mexico, and we seen the guy with the hat, and he, you know, and he's had the matching hat on his dog, and, you know, so we'll write these
right.
little things down.
Right. Yeah, there's you know, enticing sweet moments, and, you know, there's it's also what I was thinking about in terms of we've been journaling about forward movement,
mm-hmm.
how we've been changing and moving forward
mm-hmm.
In a positive way. And sometimes we don't talk too much about the past, but once in a while we might put something in there about something we might have let go of. But we don't use it for that.
No,
I guess,
we use it for talking about today.
Right, as an aside, so that's the joint journal, but then we each have our own journaling that we do. We might be writing about the past, do our own processing.
We're doing our own work, yeah.
We're doing our own work. Because I think that's also an important distinction. The other reason that this relationship works the way it does for us is because we've done our own work to get to this point, but as well, we're continually doing work, because, you know, there was, I don't know, last week or two, there were lots of different old work triggers, and for me, that were coming up, and I had to do my own work to process it so that I can not puke it on you.
It's kind of funny, but I'm spending so much time less doing my own joint journaling,
yeah.
because I'm hardly ever in the past anymore. It's kind
yeah.
of weird. I think my last entry was beginning of January sometime. I wrote some stuff about New Year's.
Yeah.
And I just haven't felt the need to revisit that stuff.
The other day we were talking about, it's like we stepped through this portal of time.
Yeah, the Stargate.
The Stargate. Yeah, that's right. We stepped through a Stargate, and it's like we're in a new reality. Literally, it feels like we're in a new reality. We both were in previous relationships, married, had kids, all that, had a life, and it is so irrelevant. I was going to say irrelevant to now.
But we don't negate the existence of it.
No, not at
you
all.
You know, like out of jealousy or something like.
We're not stuffing it away.
No, because, I mean, saying, okay, we're in this relationship now, I don't want to hear about your ex ever again, you know, you stay with me here now. No, you had a life, you went places,
right.
you had children, you have experiences that you want to talk about, you know. Oh, remember when Gregory we took him to Hawaii and he was grumpy the whole time, and every picture we have, he's got this lip sticking out. And I think it's funny because now when I visit Gregory, he's a cheerful kind of guy, and you
yeah.
know, so it's good, you know, to be able to share our past, but perhaps maybe the good things.
Right. I kind of lost my train of thought there. Because you said that in Hawaii?
Mm.
I'm back in Hawaii. Because I remember sitting in the living room, and it was an open concept and dining room kitchen. And it's like he's sitting there in front of the computer on Skype chatting with his friends, sometimes talking to them via Skype. And he's not being present with us.
He wasn't in Hawaii.
He was at home. That's right. He's back in Edmonton. But anyways, sorry, it's like he transported me back. I got triggered.
Well, it reminds me of when I knew him too, when we first met, and
right.
you were my coach, and he
right.
came to one of my activities, and he was so bored, and you know, he had his lip He was like, carrying look his at me. On the floor.
Oh, yeah. My God, I'm here with my parents.
We're at a Valentine's party. Oh, my God. Oh, and then you see his pictures of him with the same teenage expressions on his face. And
what a difference a decade makes. Actually, it's more than a decade.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting how, I mean, and here's, I think, an important point. Over time, people change. We change. So when, you know, 12, what, 13?
I don't know. It was, we knew each other between 2006 12 and 2007.
Years ago. Yeah, 12 years ago when we first, no, 13 years ago when we first met.
Yeah.
2006. When we first met, we were different people.
Yeah, you were very analytical and
I wasn't very easygoing. I was kind of really regimented.
Well, whatever was happening in your life made you that way, but now you're a fun kind of guy.
Funny, funny.
Yeah, and I am too. I'm very different
too. But here's the thing: is that the essence of who we are is still there. It's just that it's
evolved. You know,
we've grown and evolved, and so part of the joint journaling. Does it gives us a way where we can write back and forth to one another. We've also done some where we, when time when we've, it's not in the joint journal, the paper journal, but where if you've had a charge or you're processing something from the past, you'll write about it. And then there have been times when you've shared that with me to allow me to read it so that I can, you don't have to relive it.
Mm-hmm.
You can communicate it to me because it's written out. I can read it and sort of be present and have some context for what you were going through. And you don't have to retell it.
No, I just write it down so I can understand. Journal. And if I want to share that portion, I'll like a paragraph or whatever, I'll send that paragraph to you on OneNote and you can read it. And I don't have to talk to you about it. You'll just say, okay, that happened. This is that, and it's done. She's sewing now, and she's happy or whatever. But you'll know that that thought was there, but I didn't have to process it at all with you or you know, just make it a big deal, you know. It was. I wrote it down. I said, mm-hmm, that's what I was thinking. Okay, this is what I'm going to think now.
It's a communication tool.
Yeah.
Again, it's another tool.
Right, and we might not even discuss it. You just sort of note that thought was in my mind and that I thought it was significant enough that I wanted to share that.
And I've had I've had a significant charge around issues, sometimes business stuff, sometimes whatever it is. And I sit down and I'll write it out on my iPad in Nebo, in longhand, and process it. And then I get to a point where I have to talk about this now. I have to get it out. Because the way I feel supported in a relationship is to be heard.
And when you want to talk, though, I'm not in the kitchen doing dishes. I come and I sit down with you and we talk. And when we're done, I get up and finish my dishes.
Right.
Or whatever I'm doing. You know? Except if it's eating cookies, that takes precedent. Because,
The cookie monster needs a cookie.
Woman's got to have, you know, priorities. But anyway, I'm just being silly.
Cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think...
So those are just some of the things that we talk about in the mornings. And so if you folks find this stuff boring or interesting or you have questions for us, please let us know. You can reach out to us at lifeorigami.com or on Twitter at lifeorigami. You could, and if you wanted, we'd invite phone calls. I don't mind receiving a phone call. My phone number is 403-307-8281. And if you want to talk with Amy and I, that's also a mobile number, so you can send us a text message. And if you want to arrange time to chat or just visit or give us feedback, we'd love that.
We talk about... these different things with all kinds of people. And it's fun to explore from different angles, different people's
experiences. Because what we can do is grow together
experiences
through the dialogue. So I think that You know, I think what we can call what we do, Amy, it's a healthy dialogue. It's a rich dialogue, because a dialogue is, it's kind of ongoing, because this conversation this morning will probably come back up again through the day at different times, perhaps, and perhaps not.
Maybe, I got plans for the day, so it may never come up,
You have plans?
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you a massage on the massage
right.
table.
Oh, right.
And then I'm going to sweep you off it and put my sewing on it.
Yeah, that's right. And then I'm going to probably do some mandalas or something, or I might
do some gonna go for a walk
reflective
today.
Writing. Right. Well, I guess we do have a plan.
Yeah, we do.
So that's our Saturday morning. So we thought we'd share this with you. And so, again, if you have questions and you'd like to know more, happy to hear. And hope you have a really great day. Namaste.
Hey.
So somewhere over the rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow. With Brother Iz, Amy and Greg. Bless you.